Healing Crusaders Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And welcome, everybody. Tom Betts along with Jay Wright here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Welcome to postseason basketball, a first-round state matchup with your Bishop Heelan Lady Crusaders and the Council Bluffs Lewis Central Titans. A rematch of the first game of the season, a game the Crusaders won in Council Bluffs 47-33 back in early December. I'm Tom Betts, and I'm joined tonight, or I should say this afternoon.
Late afternoon.
By Jay Wright and Luis Torres back in the studio. Welcome to all of you who have tuned in for this afternoon's ball game. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show on Catholic Radio. Brought to you by Five Star Awards or More, Craig Festi. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mr. Greg Fisher. Wall of Fame, Creative Embroidery, Krishna and Elise Vishwakarma. Tim McClintock with McClintock Insurance. Scooters Coffee, Paul and Lisa Niebuhr. Physical Therapy Specialist, Mr. Kevin Poss. Stuart Lee with IBC Insurance. Mr. Bart Hollis, Mr. Schrader, Lightform Technologies, Office Elements, Jimmy Johns, and Dr. Brad Jaquin with the Back Clinic of Chiropractic. KFHC, KOIA, Radio, and Bishop Inlis thank all of our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball. And, of course, we want to send a heartfelt thanks to all our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics on Catholic Radio. Without your support, none of this would be possible. This afternoon's game is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Action Coach XL Edge, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computer. The Crusaders seek to kick off a fruitful state tournament week. They earn their trip to Des Moines with an impressive 50-21 win over Winterset. The Titans earn their trip to this afternoon's game with a 53-49 win over Norwalk. Jay, when you look at these two teams, you might have two different styles of play for sure. Let's talk a little bit. What are we going to expect out of the Lewis Central Titans this afternoon?
Well, they're not a bad shooting team. Lucy Scott, who's been a four-year starter, is a really good shooter from outside. I'm shooting 37.7% from the arc. That's pretty good shooting out there, and she's been a good shooter for, like I said, 4 years, and somebody you really got to keep an eye on. So when the Crusaders in that zone, really got to know where she's at. Really, at all times. 15.2 also to Brooke Larson, the 5'11 junior, but it was a 14-point game the first time they played. It was fairly low scoring.
Right.
I think we might see a little more scoring than that early in the season, maybe get the bugs out, but I think once you get down here, Crusaders have been here, been comfortable playing in this arena here now for a couple years, have shot it really well here the last few years, so hopefully come out and keep shooting it well and stay hot. But like I said, it's a Lewis Central team that knows Heelan, has played against Heelan enough, knows what to expect out of the Heelan zone, how to play against it. So there's not going to be a lot of surprises there in terms of what we're going to do defensively or what they're going to try to, how they can attack it. So comes down to just making shots, making plays. I think Heelan does have the advantage out in the guard court, the ability maybe to get some turnovers and get some things to go their way and get some runouts and some transition baskets. And like I said, it may be a little bit lower scoring than we've seen out of the Crusaders here some, but, it's two teams that know each other. They're really, really, both teams really well coached. I expect a pretty good one here in this first round game.
I think when you come to the boys or girls state basketball tournament, scoring goes down.
Yep.
It's just, and it, people could, used to complain about it being a shot clock, and then it was TV. It's always something. But
what it is it's really good teams that have scouted each other and real coach and know how to defend, and you don't get as good of shots, right? It's not as, you don't get as many turnovers and easy runouts, and you're just playing better teams. You're not going to score as much when you play better teams, and I think that's really what it amounts to. And two good teams from Western Iowa scoring off today.
Well, a lot also goes into, say, they always say, playing on the big court. Well, we're playing on a 94-foot court today.
Court's same size.
Which is the same size, not as everybody's court, but
same
it's the
size
same,
court,
same size as a Heelan court.
And the hoops are 10 feet high, and it's 15 feet from the free throw line to the rim. I watch Hoosiers. I know this.
But I will tell you this. There, for some reason, it's a mental thing. This court seems bigger, and I think that plays into it. People can disagree, but I've seen teams get tired on these courts.
Yep.
And it's like, well, you play on courts a lot of times this size throughout the season, but when you get into a big arena like this, and again, another
thing, you also expend a lot of nervous energy early, and somebody makes a shot throughout the game, you're going crazy, and all of a sudden you're exhausted because you're spending that energy. We talk a lot about the first team that relaxes and plays is usually the one that's in good shape.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to take a short break, head back to the studio and hear from some of those fine sponsors who underwrite Hinland Athletics on Catholic Radio. And we'll also hear from a pregame prayer from Father Travis Crotty. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show on KFHC KOIA Radio.
Hello, this is Kelly Eckhoff with Christy Smith Funeral Homes, proudly serving the Siouxland area for over 100 years. For all the families in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota that we've been privileged to serve, thank you. For all the others that would like to understand the importance of pre-planning your services at this time, looking at the choices you can make and financial options that are available, you can give me a call at 712-276-7319 so your family doesn't have to do it later. Our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all your needs. Thank you.
Did you know Bishop Hinland Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Hinland's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Hinland's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Hinland finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Hinland's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex's time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Hinland Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
State Tournament first round game between the Bishop Hinland Crusaders and the Lewis Central Titans. I'm Tom Betts, joined with Jay Wright in the Verity Group pregame show. We also want to thank our other sponsors, Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Sterling Computers, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, Action Coach, XL Edge. A big thank you goes out to all these companies and all of our great sponsors who underwrite Hinland Athletics on Catholic Radio. Starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game, Jay. What do you got?
For Lewis Central, number 14 is 5'9", senior Lucy Scott. She's averaging 14.70, an 84 made three-point field goal, 37.7%. She's a shooter. Got to know where she's at all the time. Number 15 is Addison Holt, a 5'9", senior averaging 3 points a game. Number 20 is Avery Hannafan, 5'8", senior averaging 1.4 points per game. And the leading scorer for the Titans is number 21, Brooke Larson, a 5'11", junior at 15.2 points and 6.9 rebounds. And rounding out their starting lineup, Madison Jones, a 5'11", senior averaging 2.3 a night. For the Crusaders, the usual five. Number one, Maddie Demke, the 5'2", senior, 5.9 points, but five assists a game, a couple steals. She's just the water bug and spark plug that makes things go for this team. 11, Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'9", senior, 14.1 points per game. Number 23, Melina Snoozy, the 5'11", freshman, 18.1 points per game, 44% from behind the arc. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur, the 5'9", junior, averages 2 points per game, but does so many other things that we can't displace how important this is to that starting lineup. Then Abby Lee, the 6 foot junior post, 14.8 points, 8.2 rebounds, and a lot of block shots for the Crusaders. So we're set to announce the teams here. And I want to take a second too. The girls' union does such a great job with this state tournament. It just they treat you like gold here. They make it about the kids. It's really a great event. And again, they do a lot for the Iowa girl and really make it about them. So Absolutely. Kudos to the IGHSAU on this tournament that they run.
Right. Right now, before the game starts, every year they do a great job of honoring people from the communities that are being represented here. As right now, Lewis Central and Hinland will each have a member of their community that's been impactful to the programs, to their schools. The Crusader being honored this year is Pat Berger. Pat does a great job with our youth girls basketball. He has a couple young daughters that are playing basketball. And Pat has really gotten involved in Healing and with youth athletics and with the girls in particular. He's a member of our We Are Healing Youth Athletic Board. Pat is a very selfless person, just like his parents taught him, Leo and Chris Berger. Pat's being honored today, as well as a lady with a heck of a nice smile from Lewis Central. So congratulations to those two, her being honored today before the game. You know, keys to today's game, I think, is we know for Lewis Central, they're going to have to handle the Healing pressure.
Yep.
That is a number one, one responsibility. For the Crusaders, I think number one key for them is transition. Don't give up second shots out of the 1-3-1. I don't think that's going to be a big thing today. But and also I think the big thing for the Crusaders is don't look past today's game.
Yeah.
That might be the biggest thing.
And especially it can be tough to do if you've played a team and beaten them once and you think, we beat that team. You're down here. You watch the game before you. You know, it's easy to think, hey, we got this one. And Lewis Central can play. They're going to be well coached. They battled Healing every year for the last 3 years. This is going to be a dogfight, not going to be just a show-up-and-win type game.
Well, and I think another key, too, is Lewis Central has been in some barn burners. You know, yep. Norwalk was not an easy game. I would say that the sub-state Healing went through maybe wasn't quite as competitive as
that's
but, they, but they earned that.
Yes, they did. They absolutely did.
But so that can also be a double-edged sword because then you're not playing the really
not
great
as battle
competition.
Tested. And I do think, too, one of the big things the Crusaders have going for them, Crusaders got three double-digit scores, three scoring options, they're a three-headed monster.
Yeah.
Lewis Central really only two-headed monster. And if Healing has one girl with a down day, you still got two scoring. If you're Lewis Central and one of them's not scoring, boy, you really struggle. And they really only have the two scores, not much offense from that Lewis Central outside of those two scores. And if I'm coaching, and you know this too, Tom, if there's only two scores, that's a lot easier to guard than a team with three scores.
And Maddie Demke, let's not forget about her.
Exactly, yes.
Maddie's a facilitator, but she's been a very, very effective shooter this year.
Yep.
She's at 31% from the arc, and she's made quite a few of them.
She hasn't scored because she hasn't had to. She's been distributing, but she certainly can score if needed. So
correct. I tell you, we're going to take one more short break. Head back to the studio as the reserves for both teams will be introduced here. Again, you're listening to KFHC KOIA Catholic Radio 88.1.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. We're just minutes away from a first-round matchup between the Bishop Healing Crusaders and the Lewis Central Titans. Just the Crusader reserves are getting introduced. And while we have a moment here, I want to give a congratulations to the MOC Floyd Valley Warriors, or Dutchman last night. Big win over our Healing Crusaders in a really, really entertaining game up at Lamar's where the Dutchman took us down. But five seniors graduated for the Crusaders last night. We never really got a chance to really talk about them and thank them. But, you know, Matt Knoll, Quinn Olson, Bo Chamberlain, Sean Schaefer, and Brady Schultz. Five kids that really helped get Healing basketball, boys basketball, back on the map. Helped get us to the state tournament last year. You know, we're just inches away this year.
Yep.
So those kids are going to do great things in life.
Well, I talked to a couple today at school and said, you know, I care less if you win or lose. If you're good role models for my boys, that's far more important than winning and losing basketball games.
Well, actually, I care about winning and losing. So, but you go right ahead, Jay. No, I'm kidding. But the Lady Crusaders being introduced. Again, we've got Maddie Demke, our senior point guard. Brooklyn Stanley, Miss Do Everything. Melina Snoozy, our 5'10" freshman, who's our leading scorer, and actually, I think the leading scorer in the Class 4A tournament. And then Maddie LaFleur, the daughter of head football coach John LaFleur, just brings all those things you can't measure.
Yep.
And then Abby Lee, a sensational junior. I'd call her a post player, but she can do so many things. Abby is always plays with a smile on her face, especially when she's blocking shots, which she does quite a bit of. And so there will be no national anthem. So we're ready for
let's play ball, Tom.
We're ready for tip-off here.
If you got to announce the officials here, I guess. That's about the only thing left to do here.
Well, they're good guys too, right?
They're a lot better guys now that we're not coaching, Tom.
Let's see here. I'm just checking, making sure we are everyone's hearing us good today. Last night, I know we had some issues, but so far so good. If I don't see a text from Luis, I feel pretty good. And so far so good.
So far so good, Tom.
We're ready
for some basketball. New court here at Wells Fargo Arena. Brand new court. Yeah. The girls and boys got together and bought a new court.
Yes, they did.
It's just kind of a black court with the State of Iowa kind of in the middle, and then the girls put some pink stuff out next week for the boys. Left some boys logos out here, but
Now the pink stays in the middle. I do know that.
Does that stay in the middle?
Yep, stays in the middle. I did talk to Gary Ross, but. This court will the other court didn't have had multiple 3-point lines,
yes,
which could be confusing.
And the girls would use the red Wells Fargo court. The boys would play on the Iowa Wolves court, and it was very confusing. But new court here. Tip won by Lewis Central, and they will control the ball here to start things off.
Again, Lewis Central 25 over to number 21, Brooke Larson. Brooke Larson, their leading scorer. She's going to look to drive. Kicks it out to the right wing to number 20.
Right now, face guard Lucy Scott is Maddie Demke. So Crusaders not in the zone. They're just going to face guard Scott and not try to let her get the ball. Now they switch on it. And yeah.
Good drive. And again, we talked about block shots. Abby Lee comes out of nowhere and puts the shot by number 20, Avery Hannafin. Basically blocks that shot, and the Crusaders transition. They're going to look at a little bit of a 1-2-2 zone by the Titans.
A little 2-3 zone. That was almost a – usually they're sitting in a 2-3 zone. So I don't know if it's just an extended 2-3, but a Lewis Central staple. It's kind of their base defense is that 2-3 zone, and to beat it, you got to make some shots.
Right, and Stanley misses the first three. Lewis Central in transition. That's 21, number 21, Brooke Larson, and she gets fouled by Demke, I believe, on the drive.
And the 70% free throw shooter here. And that's if you're Lewis Central, that's what you want. Get that rebound. And one of the good things, Jim Boeheim, the 2-3 zone guy, he says if you're in that 2-3 zone, as soon as you get the rebound, you're set up to transition already. You're already facing your basket. And that kind of happened right there. Nice block out by Brooke Larson. Rebound and took it coast to coast. Now she's at the line for two.
Larson is a 70% free throw shooter. She hits the first one. She's got the first points on the board tonight. Lewis Central 1, Crusader 0. We're just 1 minute into this first-round matchup. Second free throw from Larson. Up and good.
Nice touch by the junior from Lewis Central.
Demke transitions up left wing to Snoozy up to LeFleur. Again, Crusaders have seen plenty of zone. They've seen a little bit of everything this year. And the strategy by Lewis Central is probably like, well, we got to pick our poison.
And if you're Lewis Central, you do what you do, right? We play 2-3 zone all year. This is what we do.
Yeah. It's Snoozy. Pass inside to Abby Lee off her fingertips.
It's a little bit like Syracuse. If you play 2-3 zone, you play 2-3 zone.
Yeah, Larson on the drive misses the layup, and the Crusaders
good
with
defense
rebound.
There by Abby Lee.
Again, Snoozy in transition. She'll get the mid-range jumper.
Yeah, enough of it now.
Again, Crusaders in transition. That is going to be
a dangerous thing if you're Lewis Central. You can't give up those baskets to the Crusaders. They're going to score if they get out running.
Yeah, Larson off the screen. She gets mid lane. Nothing there. Abby Lee.
Nice tough shot over Abby Lee. Boy, Brooke Larson, the tough bot, 12-footer in the lane right over Abby Lee.
Yeah, Snoozy left wing. She's looking at 3-0 there. They're going to have a close leash on Melina Snoozy. She looks from 22, nothing there. Up top to Stanley, the top of the key. Crusader's going to run a little loop flash. They're going to dribble at Demke, I believe, and look for a Snoozy coming across lane. Nothing there. Snoozy had that snuffed out. Up to the top of the key. Demke from three.
Good. And that was a deep one, too. She was a couple feet behind the arc and knocked it down.
Yeah. And again, 5-4 Crusaders, 5:34 left in this first quarter. You're just joining us. First round matchup from Wells Fargo Arena. The Crusaders starting off a man. A little bit surprising, again, not to be in their 1-3-1. Larson with the tip. Missed shot there by number 25, Madison Jones. But again, Larson.
Larson created the offense with the pass to Jones, who missed the shot. And then Larson got the rebound for the bucket.
Yep.
So.
And I think Snoozy got away with the travel. We'll take it, though. Is LeFleur out to Demke, right corner to Stanley. Stanley from three.
Great block out by Larson, but she's doing it on both ends of the floor right now, Tom.
Yeah. And again, Larson will walk that one up, and Right now, kind of an even Steven game as Larson looks for the high post pick from number 25, Madison Jones. She attacks basket, left side, wow. left lane. And
went down the left, shot it back with the right hand.
Yes, she did.
Tough finish in traffic, and she's playing really well right now for the Titans.
Again, Lewis Central up 8-5 early in this game. We're halfway through the first quarter almost, 4:41 left. Lewis Central 8, Crusaders 5. Dempke at the top of this directing traffic against this this zone as here comes Snoozy to the right corner. They ran a little, what they call Wildcat, as Abby Lee gets the ball inside. Again, didn't really take it up quite as strong as Abby normally does. And
good defense by Lewis Central there. It looked like Abby Lee had it, and they recovered pretty well out of that zone, and you just screened the middle person in that zone, but they kind of fought around it and were able to at least get in the way of Abby Lee shooting it there. Looks like we're going to have some blood on Brooklyn Stanley's jersey, making her come out. Colby Carroll in for Brooklyn Stanley.
Again, right now, the
Coach Coulson not real happy about the execution of the Crusaders right now.
No, Crusaders are going to switch over to that 1-3-1, which is kind of their staple. As Colby Carroll does a really good job, the freshman does, as she subs in for Brooklyn Stanley.
If you're the Crusaders here, you need to know where number 14 is, who's standing right in front of us. We know where she is. But she's their three-point shooter and forced a turnover on the out-of-bounds.
Yeah. Again,
and that's what that zone does. If you go to the corner, you better do something quick with it. And they kind of hesitate. Then she's in trouble, and they got her to step out of bounds.
Again, Demke's got the play set as she comes up. Crusaders starting with a little 1-4 high set. Kick it up to LaFleur, swing to Dempke. Dempke looking, again, we've got Carroll on the right side, left wing to Snoozy. Snoozy looks at the basket, nothing there. She's going to kick it over. Colby Carroll in the corner, inside to Abby Lee. Turnaround jumper is good. Abby Lee.
And Abby Lee is a real weapon in there, but she's just really, really good.
Yeah. Again, this 1-3-1 will be interesting to see if this takes Brooke Larson kind of out of the offense. She penetrates middle, kicks it high. Three-pointer is up by the Titans. Nothing there. Larson, though, with the rebound.
Rebound by Larson.
She is a strong
another
player.
Another rebound by Larson.
Foul. And she got fouled on it. She got the rebound, put it up, then got her own rebound, and on the tip gets fouled. She'll shoot two free throws.
And it's been interesting because she's creating the offense with her driving and passing, and then she's creating offense by getting rebounds.
Yeah.
Then she's creating offense by getting the basket and scoring.
She's 8 points
so far for the Titans, and all 8 by Brooke Larson.
Yeah, she's been a headache so far for the Crusaders. She'll go to the line. Again, she is a 70% free throw shooter. First one is up, and is in.
3 for 3 on the day now, and couple more substitutions here for the Crusaders.
As well, Brooklyn Stanley checks back in.
And Julie Verzel there as well.
And Macy Vetter checks in for the Titans. Vetter, a 5'06 freshman. Second shot by Larson. Up. And it's good.
Boy, she had a nice touch on that. Got in the roll here a couple times. So, yeah. 10 points for Larson and 10 points for the Titans.
Yeah. Again, Dempke, the Titans back into the 2-3 zone. They're going to look to see if we can get Snoozy isolated in that corner. But, again, good defense by the Titans as they come across the post-entry pass, intercept the ball, and here's Larson again. Larson's going to get a chance to attack. Nothing there. She kicks it out. Number 3, the freshman. She's trapped in that corner, and she's in jail. And Larson comes to the rescue. She'll dribble it out.
Oh,
she looks inside.
She actually made a pretty good pass. They just weren't quite ready for it. Number 12, Anna Strohmeyer, just not quite ready for the pass, but pretty good play there for Brooke Larson.
Again, Crusaders a low-scoring first quarter here, 10-7. Lewis Central ahead of Crusaders, 3:01 left to play. The Crusaders facing his own defense. And right now it seems like we're concentrated on running sets.
Whereas Comet coming. Here's short corner three
for Stanley. Love Comet. And Stanley a little bit short on the three-pointer. We run great sets. I think right now we need to look at maybe pushing it and just maybe run some motion.
Yeah, I think you need to get some. We got a turnover here, but it's a dead ball turnover with the travel.
Right.
You need to get some live ball turnovers and some runouts. We just haven't got those yet. Where you can get some transition, some easy buckets.
Correct. Again, neither team really getting out extending pressure full court as Dempke will dribble the ball up court. She'll call another play for the Crusaders. Is there? I would imagine the one person we haven't really seen get going yet is Melina Snoozy, but Melina says I got it from 23. A little bit long on the shot. She gets wrong. Long offensive rebound. Kicks it to Stanley. Stanley's going to dribble left. Out to Abby Lee. Top of the key. Three. A little bit in and out. The Titans with the rebound.
And I tell you what, number 35 here, Sydney Thien from Lewis Central. She's having a pretty good game. Couple rebounds, couple steals in the post.
Yeah.
This is their shooter, Lucy Scott.
She's a shooter, Lucy Scott, in and out. And again, Stanley is on transition. She's going to look up to Snoozy.
And that's
Snoozy.
Where the Crusaders are so good, right
and,
there.
And Snoozy is such a great finisher.
Got the rebound. Brooklyn Stanley got it head up. Gets that ball, throws about 50 feet down court to Snoozy for the layup. And that's where the Crusaders are really tough.
Yeah, and Snoozy, Stanley, what I think, she gets the again, this is transition time for Heelan as Stanley gets the steal. Kicks it over to Snoozy, back to Snoozy. The layup is good, and that's a little nice little 4-0
and that's
zero
exactly
run.
What we said the Crusaders needed, Tom. Just some couple turnovers, a couple runouts, and just like that, a 4-0 run for the Crusaders. They got an 11-10 lead.
Yeah. Again, I worry sometimes that the state tournament that, you know, with the trapping that we're going to get called for as we got a timeout here by Lewis Central, and it's going to be a full timeout. So we're going to take a chance, the opportunity to head back to the studio. Here's some of those great sponsors who support 88.1 Catholic Radio.
Hello.
Mama, how are you today?
I suppose so, okay today.
Have you taken your medicine today?
I got it in my hand, just trying to get the dang thing open. Oh, shoot, I just dropped them all over the floor. I can't even see where they all went. You know, I sure could use some help around here.
Tri-State Nursing offers home care from 2 hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call today, 277-4442.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
After the timeout here, Titans inbound the ball. Crusaders staying at 1-3-1. Again, they play that three different ways, and right now they're attacking. As Brooklyn Stanley, she attacks. Nothing there for Lewis Central. Up to...
Ben Turner, good hands by Brooklyn Stanley, deflected the pass.
Again, you know, I'm going to say that one of the most effective defenses we've had recently has been the student section. As they count down the wrong shot clock.
The shot clock was about 10, and the Crusaders had it about 2. And
yes.
Forced Lewis Central to rush it a little bit,
I think. So Lewis Central, again, having trouble attacking this 1-3-1. Stanley just is, he's always there.
Just always hands in the way.
And again, great little drive there. A foul is going to be called on number 45, Abby Lee. Drive by number 20 for the Titans, Avery Hannafin. Hannafin is going to go to the free throw line, a 40% free throw shooter. Doesn't score a lot, about a point a game. And so see what we've got here as Hannafin's up and good.
But she's right at her average, so she's got to miss this one, right,
there
Tom?
You go, right, absolutely. Is for the Crusaders.
Carly Cobe checking in.
And for the Titans, number 20, or was it 21 Larson to check back into the game?
Yep.
So right now the Crusaders with Verzel and Cobe, two subs on the floor. And free throws up and good as the Titans take back the lead, 12-11. Here we are with 45 seconds left to play in this first quarter. In a really very well-played, evenly played first quarter. Demke will, the senior, will bring the ball to court against this Titan 2-3 zone. Again, the Crusaders have been very happy to come down. Run sets as Snoozy gets the open three. You don't want to do that. She's going to make it. I mean... Boy, she just popped 22.
45% from the arc. You just can't let somebody like that shoot it that easily.
If you're just listening, you know, Melina Snoozy, the fantastic freshman, Larson just continues to
got the
battle.
Ball high post, dribbled in, took a shot, missed it. Also got the rebound, put it back in.
Yeah, but I was just mentioning Snoozy, I think, with 3 to 4 Division I offers, as a freshman in high school, she's been the real deal.
She's so calm, cool, and collected as a freshman, too, just – doesn't play like a freshman, doesn't get rattled, just plays calm and
They called the block. They called
that
the foul.
That looked really clean, Tom, and we got a foul. And I think Abby Lee's shooting two or maybe three. I think two. They're saying two shots.
Two shots.
That looked pretty clean.
Yeah, I would say that the Crusaders got the benefit of the
foul. I guarantee
on that one.
You that wouldn't have been a foul last night, Tom.
But we'll take it. Abby Lee's going to go to the line. If you're just joining us, 1.6 seconds left. In the first quarter, game tied up. Abby Lee, first free throws up and good. Gives us a chance to thank those first quarter sponsors. Premier sponsors, Fibercom, Mill Selheimer Pitson Associates, in addition to those two great sponsors, as Abby Lee's second free throw's up and good. We want to thank Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, and the Bargain Center. Your Security National Bank score after one quarter, the Crusaders 16, Lewis Central 14. We're going to head back to the studio, hear from some of our other great sponsors that make Catholic Radio and Healing Games possible.
Splish splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish splash all day long on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishing and splashing. Oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Tom Betts along with Jay Wright. Luis Torres back in the studio. Crusader ladies lead the Lewis Central Titans 16-14 after one quarter of play in a very competitive game. Your second quarter tonight is going to be brought to you by Lightform, as well as real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams. In addition to those great sponsors, Lightform and Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, and Barkley Asphalt. Actions got started. The Crusaders, again, Jay, they're running a lot of set plays versus the zone. And they're obviously, you run a set play, you're running it to specific people.
Yep.
But now, that's the good and the bad. You're going to hopefully get those people.
You got to get those people, but you also got to know what the options are off that. Hey,
yes.
If this isn't open, we got this. You know, if the corner's not open, we got the post. Or
right.
If the post isn't open, we got the high post, yeah. You know, and that's where you got to look.
Yeah, Demke, Susie from three. Boy, I tell you what, the phenomenal freshman hits another one.
Abby Lee with the offensive rebound, kicked it out to Maddie Demke, got it over to Snoozy for a three, and boy, the Titans going to have to find a shorter leash on her before she gets going here.
Again, Snoozy with 12 so far, Crusaders with the steal. Probably a smart foul by the Titans.
And you kind of sense right now that maybe this is a chance for Heathen to maybe kind of get a little bit of a run going. It feels like it's kind of just on the verge of a run coming for the Crusaders. End up with a 5-point lead here starting this second quarter. This would be a good time for it. Open it, get a little room here before halftime.
Coach Coolstra had mentioned to me he wouldn't be surprised if he saw some box and one, and you might see that the Titans switch to that against Snoozy right now with 12 for the Crusaders. She has been unguardable. Is the dribble handoff to Stanley. Stanley's going to dribble over looking for Snoozy on the right wing. She's got the look, a little skip pass action back to Stanley.
And they ran some screens to get Snoozy a shot. And
yeah.
Nice screen by Carly Cole, but just couldn't quite get her open.
And I said Brooklyn Stanley just threw the Mahomes pass into the end zone there.
Carly Cole, not quite tall enough to get that one. Tom Betts might not have been tall enough to catch that one.
Yeah, so the Crusaders turn it over. Stanley picks up full. She'll do her full court pressure out of that 1-3-1, and what she does better than anybody is really cause havoc as the Titans look to attack. It's, again, Larson up top. She drives, nothing there, kicks out. So far, the Titans have not done a too bad a job as they get the open look from three. Again, nothing but air on the three.
You're okay if she's shooting the three.
Yeah, but again,
tough finish.
Tough finish there by number 35.
Sydney Thien, but she's had a pretty good game so far for the Titans on both ends of the floor.
She's 6 points a game off the bench, and again, the Titans just hanging around 19-16. Heelan, 6:29 left to go in this first quarter. The Crusaders are going to look, they're going to look to dribble out. They get turned. Stanley turns the ball over again here on the transition, and it's Larson from 12.
Wow. One-on-one with Demke and just pulled up and shut that. It's a really smooth move there by Larson. She's been impressive.
Yeah,
so
Brooke Larson has had almost as good as half as Snoozy and Demke from three, and nothing there. And, again, Lewis Central, maybe a little quick on the shot there by Demke. We're going to see LaFleur come checking back in. Lewis Central, pressure out top at Stanley, and it's tough. But now Lewis Central has the numbers. They kick it to the corner, out to number 15.
We're okay with that shot.
Addison Holt,
that's
nothing
their second
there.
Consecutive air ball. And
but again,
if number 15 is shooting, we're okay.
Right, but not if number 21, Brooke Larson, is shooting, because
they got the rebound, kicked it, Brooke Larson scored again.
Yeah, again,
man.
Lewis Central back with the lead. A second ago.
I thought there was going to be a run for Heelan, and it turned out to be a run for Lewis Central. And Coach Kulser is going to get a 30-second timeout here.
And so Coach Kulser will take the 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here. Again, we're gonna thank those.
And I want to thank those sponsors. You know, there's a family who does some sponsorships. A big shout out to these people for making it possible for us to bring these games. As a Heelan athletic director, big shout out for making it possible that we can bring these games of our athletes to the fans. So thank you to all of them.
Absolutely. Again, our second quarter premier sponsors are Lightform and the great Bozart family, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, who's with Keller Williams. In addition to Lightform and Tammy, we want to thank Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, and Barclay Asphalt. And then we have some other great new sponsors for the tournament. We're going to give them another shout out as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the Verity Group, Five Star Awards or More, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mr. Greg Fisher, Wall of Fame Creative Embroidery, Krishna and Elise Bishwakarma, McClintock Insurance, Scooters Coffee, Paul and Lisa Niebuhr, Physical Therapy Specialist, Mr. Kevin Poss, Stuart Lee with IBC Insurance, Bart Hollis. We have Mr. Schrader, Lightform Technologies, Office Elements, Jimmy Johns, and Brad Chiquin in the back clinic at Chiropractic.
Woo!
Great people.
Good work, Tom. That was quick reading. I didn't know you could read it. That was impressive.
It's a big secret. Again, the Crusaders coming out in Lewis Central, staying in that 2-3 zone. I think they're going to have a real good idea where Snoozy is as she comes right corner.
And the Crusaders trying to run some screens for them. They've done a better job of kind of getting through screens and fighting over top of them and staying with Snoozy.
Yeah. Demke from three. She's going to be short on that one.
Good rebound by Abby Lee.
Yeah, but again, turnover by Abby Lee. Abby should have had that ball and kind of held on to it. Lucy Scott on the chill. Oh, she's a good look for her.
She's a really good shooter, about a 40% three-point shooter, and just maybe a little quick in transition there.
Yeah, Scott with the transition, 3-0 there. Now it's back Stanley. She looks inside to LeFleur out to, the Crusaders.
Great ball move by the Crusaders.
Yeah, and again, they got a real tight leash right now on Melina Snoozy. Abby Lee from 12, and she hits the mid-range jumper. Again, to get the Crusaders back ahead.
That ball movement's really, really good. It makes it hard for you to announce and even say who has the ball because they're zipping that thing around so fast.
Absolutely. Again, the Titans, what do you got, a little?
Well, doggone it, the referee keeps standing in our way, Tom.
Yeah, we're going to have
real trouble. First world problem.
They called a little, a little block foul. And was that on Demke?
I believe it was. Yes.
Okay. So Demke
her first.
Her first foul. Foul trouble, really not a problem so far for either team. Is the Titans will take the ball out of bounds underneath. That's number 15, Addison Holt, looking inside. She gets it to the 35, gets the ball inside, uses the glass, nothing there. But again.
And the big problem for the Crusaders, offensive rebound. Sydney Thien, again, another rebound and putback. And you got to clean up the boards if you're the Crusaders.
Yeah. Right now this game is the tempo is being controlled really by the Titans. Is Stanley on the right wing, up top to Demke, over to the left wing to Snoozy. Snoozy skip pass to Stanley. Almost gets a stolen. Stanley from 17, nothing there. Off or defensive rebound by number 15, Addison Holt. She'll bring it up, kick it to Scott.
And a great steal, but you can see it coming.
Oh, great steal. And here's Snoozy.
From our vantage point, you can see Snoozy had a beat on that pass, and she got the steal and got the layup.
Yeah, again, Snoozy just making things happen for the Crusaders offensively in transition.
And Colby Carroll up at the point of that pressure right now, causing a little bit of consternation for the Titans as well.
Well, and this is a lineup that I think the Crusaders think might be a little more offensive. Scott from three, nothing there.
And she's 0 for 3 so far. That's good for the Crusaders here. Hopefully she doesn't get going.
Yeah.
But another two offensive rebounds in this possession for the Titans. Again, that's an area the Crusaders are going to have to clean up.
Yes. That's, Larson up at the free throw line. Nothing there. She kicks out. Crusaders challenging the three-point shots pretty well. Again, over to Holt, and we have a three-second
call here on.
Well, I didn't know they called that in basketball anymore.
It doesn't get called very often.
I think if you're an official and you call 3 seconds,
my hunch is he probably warned her about seven times ahead of the
probably 9 seconds.
You know, it's you're going to give them three plus another three if they're anywhere close to getting out of the lane.
Again, you're just joining us. 23-22 Crusaders lead. Second quarter, 3:07 left to play in this first half. Abby Lee from 12 foot.
And that is just so dangerous. Just at the high post, kick it to her, turn and shoot it.
Absolutely, and Abby's dangerous there. You know, and right now, don't make it too complicated. Move the ball, find your scores. Again, the Titans with Larson up top. She looks inside to the oh, that's going to be blocked.
Block shot by Abby Lee.
Yeah, and so Abby Lee making her presence felt, blocked a shot. Demke in transition. She dribbles down to Lee up the top of the key. Back up to Demke. They're calling a set out. Left wing, Snoozy. Snoozy goes short corner to Maddie LaFleur. LaFleur, skip pass over to Brooklyn Stanley. Stanley still, I think, scoreless, I believe. Stanley over to LaFleur. Left wing, Stanley up top. Demke, mid-range to Lee. Tip ball.
And they want the three-second call, and they aren't getting it here.
Yeah, they're not getting the three-second call, the same one they just got called on. Stanley from three, a little bit off, nothing but the bottom of the court on that one. And, again, Brooklyn having a hard time getting going right now.
But again,
Demke goes over, talks to her, says, keep playing.
But the good thing I said for the Crusaders, you got Abby Lee who's scoring. You got Millia Snoozy that's scoring. When you got three scorers.
Yes.
Two of them are probably scoring. You got Lewis Central right now. They got two scorers, but only one of them scoring for them. So,
and they're still
in the game. It's still a 23-point game, 25-22. Heelan leads it. But that's the advantage of having the Crusaders. You feel like Brooklyn Stanley's going to get this going pretty soon. She's too good not to.
Yes. Again, Lewis Central comes down with again, they're got the travel.
Oh, got travel. Thought we were going to get a foul call and got the travel. A little steps trying to make a move was Lucy Scott. And, boy, Crusaders have done a good job on her so far today and not letting her get going.
Yeah, and her looks have been quick looks.
Yep. She's rushed it when she has gotten open because she finally gets a little bit of daylight and rushes it. And
again, the Crusaders come back down. Demke up top, left wing, Snoozy, Snoozy. She gives a look from, again, such a quick release that if you're not there, she'll bury it. Up top, Lee. Up top, Demke again from three. Demke, nothing but the bottom of the net. Great, good ball movement, and that's the way you want to find a three-pointer, inside out.
And good ball movement, side to side, then inside out. It's hard to guard if you're playing the zone, side to side and inside out.
Yeah. Again, pretty critical time, I think, here for the Titans as they get the three-pointer right here, Larson.
And again, Scott with the rush
Scott,
shot.
I mean,
you know, yeah. She's got a decent look, but just rushing it, and the Crusaders find her quick and getting close on the hand up.
And Scott, again, she's a 37% three-point shooter, but she has not found an open look. As Demke penetrates, gets the layup, but nothing there. As Lewis Central with the rebound, they will look to go in transition as here comes Brooke Larson, the do-it-all kind of seniors. Demke on the steal. And Demke's going to have, again, an open path to the basket. The layup is up and good. Crusaders extend that lead to eight, and timeout Lewis Central.
Good timeout by Lewis Central there. Crusaders now up eight, just a quick run there. 30-22 with a minute to go here in the half.
Yeah. Again, this is going to be a short one. We're going to stay here. And, again, right now it's been a game of runs. Crusaders have made two. Lewis Central answered. The first one is, let's see, Carly Cope is going to check in for the Crusaders. It'll be interesting to see, can the Lewis Central Titans continue to fight off these runs?
And they have to, you know, we talked about – talk about this first. They've got to find some offense besides just Brooke Larson, who's just kind of doing everything. I don't know if they have enough. I don't know if they have enough bullets in the chamber, as our good friend Andy Foster would like to say. I just don't know if they have enough in there, enough weapons to score at the pace that Crusaders are going to score at. Like I said, Crusaders with three be short, but Maddie Demke's hit two threes already. You know what I mean? There's just too many weapons for Heelan, and I'm not sure Lewis Central has enough to get going here.
Right now, I think Brooke Larson, or I'm sorry, Lucy Scott has got to. She's got to find one going in the basket. I think
most of her shots are from the arc.
Right.
That's what she does. And if you're Lewis Central, maybe you run something to her too. Maybe run a set of design or something to get her a shot, because you got to get her going if you're the Lewis Central Titans.
Yeah, again, just joining us, 30-22 Crusaders, 54 seconds left to go in this first quarter or first half. As again, another turnover by the Titans. Abby Lee in transition, and the layup is good. 10-point lead, Crusaders.
You know, Brooklyn Stanley hasn't scored right there. Brooklyn Stanley, great little steal. Reached around. She caused a lot of trouble up there at the top of that zone, and great steal, which led to the runout through or runout layup.
Yeah, again, Crusaders trapping all four corners right now is big possession here. Another turnover by Stanley, and again, Stanley not making
lost that one, just slipped out of her hand, I think there. And
put it this way, what Brooklyn's not doing on the offensive end, she's making up for it on the defensive end right now. Is Stanley again? The Crusaders had it, the transition bucket, didn't get the shot they wanted, but they recovered. Stanley now with 9 seconds left. Somebody's going to have to shoot this one. It's going to be Carly Coe from the corner. And Carly's a little bit short. Rebound for the Titans. And that's
going to
finish
to the half for the Crusaders there, Tom.
Yeah, this first half is going to end up Crusaders 32. Great little run to end the first half. 32 Crusaders, 22 Lewis Central. And we're going to take it back to the studio so we can hear from some of those great sponsors as we, again, you're joining us today. First round matchup from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio, brought to you tonight by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the Lewis Central Titans 32-22 in a game that was actually 22-21 Lewis Central, maybe?
Yes, that is correct.
And so, yep. Great way to end. And again, Crusaders, how they do things. They got things going in transition.
Yep, got some turnovers out of that zone. Got some easy runouts, and that's how you get a nice little run together. So,
absolutely. And again, in addition to our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, we want to recognize our other halftime sponsors, People's Bank of Sioux City, Mollett Industrial Group, Brad and Gene Mollett, Busch Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Kevin Paws and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapy Specialists, and Security National Bank, halftime stats. You know, it's if you look at Lewis Central, it's one person. As far as scoring.
Yes, one person scoring. We talk about that. Right now, too, 0% from three-point arc if you're Lewis Central. And you know, against that zone, you got to make some threes. But Lucy Scott, they're a good three-point shooter. I think 0 for 4, 0 for 5 here shooting so far.
Yeah.
The Crusaders, 29% from the arc and 50% from the field. Lewis Central, only 35% from the field. That shooting percentage. And it's higher scoring than I think we anticipated, Tom. We thought this might be a lower scoring game.
Right.
If you're the Crusaders, this is what you want. If you can get 32 points here in a half and look at getting up into the 60s for the game, that's exactly the kind of pace you want if you're healing. I'm not sure that Lewis Central has enough scoring to get to that number. So
correct. You know, Crusaders scoring coming from three players. Freshman sensation Melina Snoozy with 14. It included in that a couple big threes, some transition buckets. She just knows how to score. I mean, she's no normal freshman. Abby Lee. Abby came to life in that second quarter with 10 big points.
She's so effective in that high post.
Yeah.
If she doesn't have a shot, she's a good passer out of the high post, but she's just – you just can't let her get the ball in there because she's going to knock it down.
Right. And then, of course, we talked about it before the game, you know, Maddie Demke. Maddie with a couple big threes, 8 points, she two threes, and then a transition layup. Maddie, we forget about it because, you know, we always say we have the three-headed scoring monster.
Yep.
Well, that's just because – there's only 32
minutes
in a game.
There's only so many shots to go around, Tom.
So, but Maddie can score. You know, right now, Lucy Scott, who's averaging, came into the game averaging 14 and a half points for Lewis Central.
With zero right now.
And so I'm sure right now Coach Chris Hannafin, he's trying to figure out, okay, how do we get some other people involved? Because Crusaders are going to try to do their best to take Brooke Larson away.
Yep.
Sydney Thien off the bench for Lewis Central, though. She's had a good half, the 5'8" senior.
And one of the ways that Lewis Central was really able to stay in the game was offensive rebounds. Well, the Crusaders solved that problem, Tom, by just getting steals before Lewis Central took a shot. So if you steal the ball before they shoot it, you don't have to worry about them getting offensive rebounds. And
right.
That's kind of been the story of the game. But 9 offensive rebounds in that half for Lewis Central, only 3 offensive rebounds for Helan. 19-9 advantage on the boards for Lewis Central. And usually you're out rebounding 19-9. Boy, you feel you're in a deep hole and you're not going to be in very good shape. But the Crusaders have made up for that with 7 steals, 12 total turnovers for Lewis Central. So, yeah. Maybe not rebounding the way you want to, but you're getting them to turn the ball over, and so you kind of even, Steve, and then you're shooting the ball better. So
right.
That's kind of the difference in the game.
Now, prior to this game was the opponent that the Crusaders are going to play. We saw a really good game between Waverly Shell Rock and Sioux Center, a game that saw Sioux Center lead at halftime. I tell you what, Northwest Iowa was well represented because Sioux Center brought, just like last night with the MOC.
Yep, a really nice crowd here.
Brought a great crowd down here, and that was a game they really controlled until about the last 4 minutes of the game. And Waverly Shell Rock, who's been one of the top 3 ranked teams all season, they kind of did what they needed to do to come out of that with a 55-51 victory. Waverly Shell Rock now 25-0 on the season. The winner of this Helan Lewis Central game will take them on Thursday afternoon at 6:45. And so the Crusaders need to keep that as we're looking.
Our man James Clear over here in a wing-eating contest against a young man from Lewis Central. So we'll see how well James Clear can do eating these wings. So he's got one.
Right. Jay, I'm going to ask you. I know you're not a big Pizza Ranch chicken guy because they don't call it the chicken ranch.
It's Pizza Ranch, Tom.
But what's your favorite wing in Sioux City?
Oh, Sneaky's.
Okay, I was just going to see.
But Tom, there's a lot of good wing options. Bob Rose, good wings. Townhouse, good wings. An underrated wing, Tom. Little Caesars has got underrated wings. I know you're looking at me for an underrated wing.
Well, I'd have to go. Have to go buy something there first to know about it. I had a great wing the other day with Heather Ponsel, our good buddy down at Buffalo Alice.
Also a good wing, yes.
Yes, and also a great supporter of what we do. We talk a lot on Catholic Radio about these people that make these broadcasts possible. So many people
can't
support.
Can't do it without them.
We can't do it without them here. We can't do it without them at Helan. We are so blessed to have so many great folks in the Siouxland area that support Bishop Helan Catholic Radio and our mission. So we're going to take a break here with 5 minutes left in the halftime to send it back to Luis Torres at the studio so we can hear from some of those great sponsors we're talking about. You're listening to KFHC KOIA Radio 88.1.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Helan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Helan, and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Helan Athletics.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena, Des Moines, Iowa. Week 1 of state tournament basketball. The Bishop Helan Lady Crusaders lead the Lewis Central Titans 32-22 at half in a game that really was much closer than that until the last 2 minutes of that first half. Lewis Central, great first half by Brooke Larson, who's got 16 points, but Brooke's going to have a little more help in order to stay with it and keep the Titans in this game with the Crusaders.
Yep. And if you're Lewis Central to stay in the game, you got to find some other scoring, but you also got to stop turning the ball over, right? Yeah. When they took care of the ball early, they were right there. They, in fact, had a one-point lead with about 4 minutes left in the half. And if they take care of the ball and take care of the boards, they can get back in this. If you're Helan, keep getting turnovers, keep being active, keep getting out and running. And Helan really settled in against that zone. We mentioned Coach Kulstra a little worked up early about not getting into sets, not running their stuff. Really here have gotten into their stuff. And some of that's just getting on the floor and settling down and getting your state tournament legs under you.
Absolutely. Again, 2:40 to go here in this third quarter. Our third quarter premier sponsors tonight are Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. in addition to Folk Brothers and Billy and Nate Folk and Central Bank and the Brown family. We want to thank Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixture Company. Again, the Security National Bank score 32-22. Crusaders back up, getting ready for this third quarter. And like you said, Jay, the girls' union is doing such a great job. We mentioned earlier that we have a new court. For years, whether it was a girls' tournament or the boys' tournament, they used different courts. They put it on a wood court. Both the association and the union went together this year, bought a state tournament court that will be used specifically for boys and girls state basketball tournaments. You might say, well, why is that important? Well,
a lot less lines on the court.
A lot less three-point lines.
We had NBA free throw lanes. We had the charge circle. We had three three-point arcs. This is
correct.
This is a lot cleaner looking court, Tom.
Correct.
It's a good look.
It's a good look. Wells Fargo, it's a great place. Now, that being said, there's some things that, if we could just get the student sections a little bit closer to the court. Like the old days at Vets. Wouldn't that be so much fun if we had a front row of student body? I went to my first ever game a few weeks ago at Hilton Coliseum.
Yep.
And I thought, that would be a great place to host state tournament because you could get some of that feeling
get
back.
Get them down there on the ends of the court where those bleachers come right down by the court.
Well, and again, Hilton is a basketball facility, but the people here at Wells Fargo do a great job of hosting a tournament for us. And, again, we are about a minute away from the second half. What do you think, Jay? What are the keys for the Crusaders? We always talk first 3 minutes.
Yep. You look at this for Lewis Central, nine offensive rebounds, 12 second chance points. So over half their points are second chance points. If you're Heelan, keep creating turnovers and take care of the boards, right? Like either don't let them shoot it or you've got to get on the boards and start rebounding the basketball. And if you're Lewis Central, you got to take care of the ball. Heelan, 15 points off of turnovers. Almost half of those points are points off turnovers. So if you're Lewis Central, you got to take care of the ball. If you're Heelan, you got to take care of the boards. And I think those are the two big keys here in this half.
Well, with Lewis Central, one of their best offenses was just kind of getting the shot up and getting the offensive rebound.
Just throw it up there and go get it, right?
And there's a bad shot's better than a bad turnover.
Yes. And we talked turnovers early in the game. The Lewis Central turnovers were dead ball turnovers where they had to inbound it. The turnovers here in the last 4 minutes of the half were live ball turnovers where they got steals, got intercepted passes, and then two or three times Heelan had uncontested layups, which is just easy points for the Crusaders.
Yeah, so Lewis Central will start we'll get the ball to start the second half. Crusaders coming out of their 1-3-1 traditional half-court trap defense is number 15, Addison Holt. Will direct traffic up top to number 14, Lucy Scott on the left wing. She penetrates the gap. And again, Holt gets close in, kick out to Scott, nothing there. She'll kick it over to number 20, Avery Hannafin. Again, Larson at the top of the key, nothing there. Hannafin back up again. That's a turnover there.
Yep.
Maddie LaFleur with the steal. Crusaders in transition.
Brooklyn Stanley causing that turnover again. So no points there for Brooklyn. But man, doing so much defensively for the Crusaders.
You wonder what you'd have with someone like Hannafin who really doesn't want to shoot the ball. That was a turnover there by the Crusaders.
As soon as he tried to get a little maybe cute on the pass, had Maddie LaFleur, but just kind of no-look left-handed pass and
now,
out of bounds.
The Crusaders have been so good this year, but if there's one area they haven't been, their third quarter starts have not been what Coach Schoolster wants.
And the one loss they have, it was a slow start to Lamar's in the third quarter that kind of bit him in the rear end.
And again, Lewis Central turns it over, a little two-on-one. Demke to Snoozy. Back to Demke for the layup. Crusaders get
just really unselfish basketball by the Crusaders.
And they strike first. The Crusaders do. 34-22, 7 minutes left here in this third quarter. And who's really been taken out of this game the last 5 minutes of playing time is Brooke Larson.
She hasn't gotten many shots off here in the last little bit.
And she's got the ball now. She needs to take that ball to the basket. She gets a shot blocked by Abby Lee. And again, Abby does a great job when she blocks that shot of not coming down to fouling.
Well, and it's I'm surprised they haven't called a couple fouls because she likes to swing that arm. And most officials will call that, and they've let a couple of those go today. I think they have been clean, but you'll see a lot of officials call that just because it looks like it's going to be a foul, even if it's not.
Right. And again, Crusaders in a little bit of a zone themselves. 31.
Another block shot.
Another block shot by Abby Lee. Stanley in transition. Lee running the court to Stanley. Kicks over to Demke. Demke on the left wing out to Snoozy. Snoozy. She so does. She puts the pressure on the defense
Lewis
right
Central's
away.
Still in that zone, down 14. If they can stay in this, or
well, see again, what they do it's not their zone defense that's hurting them.
It's the offensive end that's hurting them. Yes, but when they force Heelan to get into an offense, like I said, 16 of the or 17 points, half the points for the Crusaders have been off turnovers.
Right, right. And so Demke again over to Stanley. Stanley dribble, front dribble drives, gets for
nice
Abby Lee.
Nice catch by Abby Lee.
Yeah, Stanley from three, nothing
oh,
there.
Oh, good.
And rebound to Larson. But again,
not a shock there, Tom.
Yeah, and again, Stanley picks up the foul up top, little hip check. And
that was all right, not a bad foul.
No, and it's good call by the official. Again, you don't come
that's
down here.
That's Stanley's first foul there, too.
Yeah, you don't come down here and see a lot of bad calls. You get the state's best officials, you know.
You didn't think they were your coach, Tom. Just kidding. Well, no. I'm just kidding.
We were usually up so far. We were usually up so far, I didn't have to worry about it.
Selective memory, Tom.
Yeah.
You're right. Their officiating here has been very, very good. They, you know, the last number of years especially, just been really, really good at officiating down here.
And again, the Titans, they struggled as they finally get a shot off inside. Abby Lee with the sort of the rebound. Demke will push it in transition. Nothing there. But, nope, she's going to find Stanley right wing. Stanley almost falls out of bounds. Back up top to Demke. Demke to Lee from three. Good.
Beautiful.
Abby Lee. I tell you what, that's a big part of Abby's offense.
It just makes her so hard to guard when she can hit threes and go in the post and score.
No doubt about it. And, again, the Lewis Central gets the ball inside. LeFleur with the block shot. Lee with the rebound and a foul on number 21, Brooke Larson. So Crusaders kind of imposing their will right now, 37-22. A game that was 22-21. This is a six, is this
the
a
last field goal by Lewis 18, Central. 18-0 run. 23 left in the second quarter. There's now 5 minutes left in the third. So they've gone almost 7 minutes without a basket, 18, without a point.
18-0 run.
Without a point. So in an 18, 16-0
okay.
run.
Again, well, Lee from the
18,
free throw line.
Nope, didn't go in.
Yeah, again, Larson with the rebound.
But a 6-0 run, and again, almost 7 minutes now without a point for Lewis Central.
Yeah, and again, Larson from 12, nothing. LeFleur with the rebound. Here comes Demke. Crusaders in transition. You don't want to get them running. Demke to Stanley. Stanley dribbles mid lane. She gets to the basket, misses the layup. LeFleur with the rebound, and Snoozy will drive. She'll miss.
I got a block there on that shot by Snoozy. Just a little deflection by the Lewis Central defense. But love the energy Heelan's playing with on offense, and they get out and run, and love to watch that.
Yeah, again, with the Crusaders, if you can be up 37-22 with your senior Brooklyn Stanley not scoring as Larson gets the ball in bounds.
And it doesn't feel like Lewis Central is going to get to 37 points this game. Just, again, almost a full 8 minutes now without a point here.
And again, they haven't they haven't shown the ability to make a three-point shot.
Yep. They 0 for, gosh, what were they in the first half? 0 for 7, it looks like, in the first half. I'm not sure they've attempted one here, but.
Right. They're going to have a serious change of fortune right now as they inbound the ball. Get the ball inbounds.
Great deflection by Abby Lee there. And
yeah, Crusader defense being very active. Active hands. And number 15, Holt out, directing traffic. She looks upside, 35 up top for the theme. She turns the ball over, and here Stanley's going to have an opportunity to get on the scoreboard as she has the breakaway layup and a timeout, Lewis Central. And we're going to have a short one. Crusaders up 39-22, 4:08 left to go here in this third quarter. Crusaders, I think, well on their way to maybe that semifinal game.
And finally got that run we were waiting for, Tom. And it's just a matter of time for it to get another steal by Brooklyn Stanley, a run out. And that defense just kind of lulls you to sleep. You're okay against it for a while, and pretty soon you just make a couple bad passes, and it looks like something's open. All of a sudden we got a deflection. We're off running for a layup.
Yeah, again, we're going to take another opportunity to thank those third quarter premier corporate sponsors, Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. In addition to those fine folks, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Your Security National Bank score, 39-22. Heelan Crusaders over Lewis Central, the Titans. Titans finding a hard run going here in the third quarter, trying to find a basket as Stanley picks up three-quarter court, puts pressure on Holt. Again, she clears the timeline, but runs into a double team, and Snoozy gets the tip ball, and there's just no real open opportunities for Lewis Central. They do attack that, and number 35, Fien, gets the 12-footer to go. Again, but the Crusaders back at it. Here's Demke. She kicks the ball down court in the high post to Abby Lee, who looks opposite to Stanley. Stanley from three, no good.
Another rebound by
Brooklyn Larson.
Oh, isn't she lost it? Oh, great hustle by Snoozy getting on the floor.
And I don't
They give Heelan a timeout, and I think the ball was on the floor.
Yeah, that's
Lewis Central fans not real excited about that timeout call there.
The ball was rolling.
The ball was rolling, and all of a sudden we had a whistle and a timeout.
Yeah, that's one that, again, they got bigger fish to fry right now.
Yep.
And I think the official's trying to talk his way out of this with the head coach from Lewis Central. Again, 39-24, Crusaders. We have got a short timeout here. Coach LaFleur, Crusaders will maintain possession here in front of their own bench. The Titans just having a hard time outside of Brooke Larson getting anything going.
She's been held quiet now for a long time as
right.
well. So
yeah,
she's not getting much going here, and just not a lot of offensive weapons and not places for them to turn to find any buckets right now.
No, Lewis Central, I think, is gonna, they're to the point now where they have to start throwing up some bad shots.
Yep.
Because
they got to throw it up before you mess it up, Tom. Right?
Like absolutely.
You shoot it there. Shoot it before you lose it. It's.
Yeah, again, Crusaders will inbound to the backcourt to Demke. Demke's going to come up against that 2-3 zone. And right now I think the Crusaders, with the lead they have, just come out, run some motion offense against this zone, try to inside out. There you get Abby Lee at the high post, a snoozy from 26
D3,
feet.
Good.
Nothing but net. The snoozy's
just,
good.
Just
I
too
mean,
easy.
It's too easy for Molina. I've said this all year long. If you haven't seen her play, you really missed out because she is just a fun young player to watch. Larson with a nice offensive rebound,
but a little strong on the putback.
Yeah, again, Snoozy with 17 to lead the Crusaders. Snoozy gets the ball in transition, 12 footer. She gets fouled and she will go to the free throw line. She has it's amazing to see a freshman player that has that kind of scoring mentality.
Yep. She's always ready to shoot it. The young shooters out there, when she catches the ball, her feet are squared up, her hands are ready, her shoulders are square. She catches that thing and shoots it. She's not, she's got a quick release, but that's because all her work's done before she catches the ball.
And her first error of the night, she missed her first free throw.
And you look at right now, the field goal percentage, Heathen right about 50%. Lewis Central right now shooting 28% from the field, and it's going to be tough for the Titans to come back this one, shooting 28%, Tom.
Yeah, 42-24, 2:49 left here in the third quarter. The second one up for Snoozy is good. And again, Lewis Central
now
just
17 for the Crusaders. 18, sorry, for the Crusaders.
Yeah, and again, Lewis Central on the drive. Number three on the drive, Macy Vetter, the 5'6 freshman, dribbles it off her leg. Crusaders will maintain control, and Demke will direct traffic as she's looking for the call from Coach LaFleur. Crusaders continue to come out of here. Stanley, again, she's going to drive baseline, look for the Abby Lee mid-post. Abby's short on the jumper. Rebound to number 35, Thien. And the Lewis Central now will push the ball in transition. They just haven't had an opportunity to get any open looks, but a great job to get the ball inside there. Foul on Snoozy as 21, Brooke Larson, got the nice pass at mid-lane. Attempted the left-handed scoop shot, and she'll go to the line for two free throws. 2:16
left. She hasn't
scored
here for a long time. See if she can get back on the scoreboard here. But Crusaders have really found her. Every time she's gotten the ball here this second half, there have been three people around her, and hasn't been easy for her now like it was maybe early in the game.
Yeah. Again, 43-25, you're just joining us. This is a game that was 22-21 at one time. Crusaders up, and now 43-25 Crusaders. 2:16 left in the third quarter. Larson with the second free throw is up and good. 43-26 is Lewis Central sub in number 20, Avery Hannafin. We mentioned it all night. Lucy Scott, second leading scorer for the Titans, held scoreless right now.
And they're almost 15 a game, 40, almost 37% three-point shooter, and 84% free throw shooter. She just hadn't been a factor here tonight.
Right, and I don't remember the last time she even got a shot off, to be honest with you. Stanley drives, gets a little short on the jumper. Brooklyn just not in a good rhythm offensively tonight.
But again, she's done so much for the Crusaders.
Great hustle.
Score.
Great hustle by a bunch of girls on the floor right there, and the jump ball is called, and the Crusaders will maintain possession. Abby Lee and a host of Titans on the floor.
But really good hustle by both squads there.
Brooklyn Stanley will direct traffic inbounds, out of bounds underneath. Nice little screen there by LaFleur. I like the inbounds play. Inbounds it to Snoozy in the left corner. She kicks out to Lee. Lee's going to hand it off to Snoozy again, who great little pass, another secondary pass.
Great
LaFleur
pass.
Went to Demke, over to LaFleur, who gets the layup. Great job, Crusaders. They are looking like they're going to be a tough out in this tournament.
And I think we knew that coming in. Just
yeah, we
have
did.
Been playing really, really well the last you know, month of the season.
Yeah, again, nice little transition layup, or transition play. Abby Lee out to Stanley. Stanley from three again.
There we go.
Finally gets one to
go.
That's
the other one to go. That's
and she just look and she says, finally.
Finally.
Yeah. Again, the Crusaders just keeping the gas on as they get it the ball inside to Brooke Larson. Brooke's going to get fouled again. 48-26 Crusaders. We have 1:10 left here in the third quarter.
And you kind of wonder if you know, Lewis Central stayed in that zone, but you're down 22. Did they come out with some full court pressure? Do you try to go man-to-man? Do you try to get yourself back in? Or do you say, hey, we just don't want to get beat too bad? I mean, I got to think you got to change up something and come out with a pressure, a trap, or something to mix this up in the Crusaders, because they're kind of dicing up that zone right now.
The only problem is I don't know how deep they are. So how they have to have Larson on the score or on the floor.
I don't know if deep makes a difference at this point. You got to go and do what you got to do. But
exactly. As Larson misses maybe her first free throw of the
both
night.
Both of them there on that one.
Again, Snoozy on transition kicks it to Stanley. Stanley right wing back up to Demke. Snoozy from 24 again. A little bit long on that one. Stanley with the rebound. She puts it back up. Nothing there. Snoozy with the offensive rebound.
Nice
kicks it to
pass.
Lee. Boy, I tell
Snoozy,
you what.
Snoozy, great pass to Abby Lee in the middle lane. That's pretty basketball.
They are playing well. And these kids just play good basketball together, don't they?
And like I said, it's one of the most unselfish teams I've seen. Girls, boys, whatever, in Heelan, just they share the ball so well.
Yeah, this is going to be if you're another team in the tournament right now watching this, you might just be saying, oh, boy. But again, every game's different. Right now the Crusaders clicking as we're getting a lot of subs in. The first shot of Abby Kleiss checking in for Brooklyn Stanley. Colby Carroll checks in, and they'll join Abby Lee, Maddie LaFleur, and Maddie Demke with 36 seconds left here in this third quarter. Again, Lou Central inbounds it up top. Carroll on the ball. Again, Lou Central just having a hard time getting open passes. They get up to Larson. Larson, not really a three-point shooter. She penetrates. Scott has yet to even have a look this quarter.
Yeah.
And again, the clock. Crusaders run on that shot clock.
Oh, and there Scott got the
runner.
But the runner from 15, 16 feet and a foul. So.
And Coach Koolstra is not happy. Coach Koolstra has to realize he's up 50-28 right now.
Tom, no coach has ever realized that.
none worse than Koolstra, though. He is. Offensive rebound by the Titans, and a little four-point possession.
Brooke Larson again with the offensive rebound and putback.
Yeah, Demke pushing it. 7 seconds left. Demke's looking for a high ball pick. She says, I got this. I'm going to kick it over to Kleiss. Kleiss from three.
They ball deflected there.
And
that'll do it.
The end of the third quarter. Crusaders lead 50-30.
Good quarter for the Crusaders.
Great quarter.
Open that up. And really good quarter. Shot it well. And a good half so far for the Crusaders.
Absolutely. We're going to take this break, send it back to Luis at the studio, and we're going to hear from some of those great sponsors. You're listening to Catholic Radio 88.1.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop has family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son, Costa, came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Lead the Lewis Central Titans 50-30, first round girls state tournament basketball. And we want to obviously give a shout out to our fourth quarter sponsors, premier sponsors St. Augustine, Indy Mission, and Prime Bank to start as the Lewis Central Titans will inbound the ball. Stanley picking up, continue to put pressure. Again, she just never gets tired as Holt drives. Picks up her dribble there. She looks up top. Nothing there. She's kind of stranded. Kicks it out to Thien. back to Holt in the corner. Again, right now they're just having a hard time finding shots. Again,
they're going to have some other people start taking some shots here.
Well, and here the problem is sometimes
might have got away with a foul to Lewis Central, and then Matty Demke got knocked down. Ball came. Coach Kruster can't quite figure out why they wasn't a call. But
yeah, right now they've got. I'm not sure what happened there.
Matty Demke with a little reach, a little nickel dimer.
Okay, all right. Again, I think the problem is if you haven't taken a lot of shots all year, it's hard to say I'm going to start shooting the basketball.
Yep.
I think that's what that's hurting Lewis Central a lot right now is they just, you know, they're used to two players taking most of their shots, and one of them's really been taken out of the game is Scott today. Again, Holt's in the corner. She looks inside. Abby Lee with a great deflection. But, again, the Titans get the three-pointer off, and there's number 12.
Anna Strohmeyer, who hasn't played much, knocks down the three, a 25% three-point shooter. But,
yeah, again, they get that Crusader lead back to 17. They're staying in the zone. LaFleur into Abby Lee. Abby Lee from six, a little bit short. Rebound Titans. And see if the Titans can build off that three-pointer that, Strohmeyer just hit. Here's a – Larson, she attacks basket. Nothing there, she gets her own rebound and puts it in. And she's
just like that. It's down to 15.
It's like Charles Barkley out there, you know. She's just a tough player.
And just a constant motor on both ends of the floor, Tom.
Correct. Again, a little bit of life here by the Lewis Central Titans as they've scored on back-to-back possessions. Crusaders going to run a little set play to try to get Snoozy a little wildcat play to Gabby Lee. She looks inside, and there's a little three-second call.
I think that was on Maddie screen.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit too slow developing, and Maddie was in there a little too long.
Crusader timeout, and I think Coach LaFleur didn't like the three-second call. But that play they run is a slow-developing play.
Yep.
And so it's a full timeout. We're going to take it back to the studio. Well, first, let's do this. Hold on, Louise. Let's give our shout-out to our Premier Championship Game and fourth quarter sponsors, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holla Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and new sponsor Tri-State Nursing. Again, your fourth quarter is being brought to you by St. Augustine's Indian Mission and Prime Bank.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Healing Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Healing yourself or sent your own children to Healing, your family became a part of the Healing family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member FDIC.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. The Crusaders with the big steal as they came out of the timeout. Abby Lee with the layup.
And you could almost see that coming. Just they left their point guard kind of by herself and just nobody there to help her. And
again, Abby Lee comes around on the post entry, gets the steal to Maddie LaFleur. Demke in transition, looks up left wing. There's Snoozy. Snoozy will penetrate. Nothing there. Jump stop back out to Demke. Over to Brooklyn Stanley from three, a little bit short. Brooklyn just not finding that rhythm offensively, but
and it's okay. You know what? Not having the game day, she'll have one Thursday, right?
Absolutely.
You can live with that.
Yep, Lewis Central. Finally, Scott with an open three, a little bit long, and great effort to try to save the ball by 35, Sydney Thien, but throws it off her own player. Crusaders will maintain possession. 5:25 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Crusaders with a 52-35 advantage. Demke will come up. She calls 32. We're going to a little skip pass. What do we got going? Over to Stanley. Skips to Snoozy. Snoozy looks nothing there. Back to Brooklyn. Not very often you can see. And I think that was on the pass. But
I'm not sure they're calling the pass or shot. I'm not sure what they're calling.
I think they're going to give it a shot. But to me, it looked like she was passing underneath. But they're going to give it two shots.
Yep, there's two shots. Yep.
You don't usually see girls that can throw a skip pass like Snoozy and Stanley can.
And Stanley zipped it across it. And, you know, yeah. I've said a lot of years, you play zone and girls because they can't throw that skip, and you can overplay and you can trap. But our girls have the ability to do that. And
correct.
It really breaks that defense down if you can skip and skip right back and get that defense moving side to side.
Right. Stanley will go to the line for two shots.
And yeah. Big here, Brooke Larson having to leave the game with a bloody nose here. So she's going to have to come out for a bit and substitution in for Lewis Central here.
This is about when I was a coach, I used to dump over the water on the court and really buy more time for my player.
Oh, I need a towel. We got a towel? Get one on the bench. No, we don't got one. No, I don't know what to tell you.
Stanley with the first free throw is up and good. She'll have a second one. Of course she will, because this is the new rules. There is no one-on-one. Jay and I talk about this a lot, and Stanley
so
with the second
shot
free throw.
Foul, so this one wouldn't have mattered.
Right, this one wouldn't have mattered. So, again, the Crusaders, Stanley with two free throws. Stanley now up to 7 points in the game. Snoozy with 18.
And another steal by Stanley. I don't know why Lewis Central they keep doing the same thing. They leave their point guard up there, and Brooklyn lets her go by and taps it from behind. And
She's
done it 7-8 times, and Lewis Central just hasn't adjusted or done anything to stop it.
Yeah, again, Lewis Central with the drive. The ball's kicked, and this is a kickoff. Abby Lee. LC will have the ball underneath their own basket. 56-35 Crusaders leading. And
if you're going against that zone, if you're Lewis Central, when Brooklyn's up there pressure, once you go by, you've got to get by quick. You can't kind of just get by because she's going to reach around and tap it ahead. If you get by, you've got to get those shoulders in front and go.
you got to go
hard. You can't kind of probe and whatever because she's going to knock it away from you.
Yeah, Joe Wente used to do that a lot. It was he was great
king
at that.
Of that. Yep.
Again, Lewis Central attacks up top to Larson. Larson with 15 footer, nothing there. She passes up the shot and just a lot of shots being passed up by
– just so many hands in passing lanes and shooting lanes. And just Crusaders just so long on defense.
Yeah, and Abby Lee with a three-pointer a little bit short, and Larson with
another
the rebound.
Rebound for Larson here.
Yeah, she's got to have she's got a solid double-double going as she attacks basket. Block shot there by, I think, Maddie LeFleur. Demke in transition. Demke, nothing really there, so she'll slow it down, kick it to Stanley in the right corner inside to Lee. Lee's going to look for the turnaround jumper. Larson stays down, out to
and there, Brooklyn
Stanley.
And
Brooklyn Stanley with a three. She's
now
getting a little rhythm going.
Four Crusaders in double digits, Tom, and that was the scoring we talked about. Just
well, and with 4 minutes
left
here.
So many weapons for Heelan, just not enough for Lewis Central.
Right, and with 4 minutes left here in a long week, I'm not so sure if next minute or so you're going to see Coach Koolstra maybe get some of those kids.
Start to rotate some people in here.
Yeah, this game's with a 24-point lead here, very comfortable lead for the Crusaders. Lewis Central will inbound the ball here on their right wing. Again, not a lot of answers so far for Lewis Central as they right now they do what you say. They tack the basket, get the nice little left-handed layup by number three, Macy Vetter. It doesn't get to go, and Demke in transition. Right wing Stanley back over to Stanley in right wing. She looks at the three, not there. She's going to look skip pass action to Snoozy. Snoozy from 22 and a little bit short. Whether the freshman is Lewis Central rebound, kick it up middle to Larson. Larson's going to attack basket there. And she gets the bucket to go.
Nice.
A 3:25 to go. 59-37 Crusaders. And Demke brings it down. As Bob Geary would say, diminutive Maddie
Demke.
That's what he used to call her. I used to laugh. Anyway, Maddie Demke is, boy, I tell you what, she's just been that director of traffic here for about three seasons for the Crusaders. She's going to bring it back out to reset the offense. The Crusaders are going to look to run a little action to get this that wildcat play that they continue to want to run, and they finally get that play for Abby Lee
from a baby. Tom, just too easy.
Yeah, and again, I think we've shown about every set we can against
the defense,
and
just,
there it is again, my gosh.
Brooklyn Stanley just a reach around steal, and they just haven't adjusted to it at all.
No, it's Snoozy with the finish. Rarely does we see Melina Snoozy messy transition layup. Again, the freshman with is that 18 or 20? I think that's 20
points.
That's 20. We've got Stanley with 12, Abby Lee with 19, and Demke with 10.
Nice up and under.
Number 12.
Anna Strohmeyer, the senior. Nice little up and under move. And
again, 63-39. If you're just joining us, Crusaders, this game was really tight for almost the entire first half.
12, 13 minutes.
Yeah.
And, Crusaders, nice run down the half. And great start to the third quarter. We opened that up to about 20, and Crusaders cruising right now.
The Crusaders are cruising. Dempsey will check out. Floor game by Maddie. And, Lewis Central getting some fresh subs in here as well. And I wouldn't be surprised with 2:20 left that Coach Shanahan, Hannafin, he's going to get some kids in here that maybe haven't seen a lot of playing time. He's got number four, Mackenzie Stevens, a 5'4" senior. Mackenzie checking in as well as number 33, Jordan Mattiau, a 5'8" junior. They're going to check in and get some real meaningful minutes here.
Addison Kleiss back in for Heelan here, too, taking out Melina Snoozy. Well, Snoozy probably done with a 20-point performance, and she can have a quiet 20 sometimes, Tom. She's just so efficient when she shoots the ball.
Absolutely. And Colby Carroll going to check in here. The next dead ball probably for Brooklyn Stanley is Lewis Central continues. They stay in that zone defense. That's been so effective tonight. Up top to Lee, back to Kleiss in the left corner up to Brooklyn. Foul up top, and that is
he's going to call it a shooting foul. I don't know how that was a shooting foul, but he said two shots, so we're going to line him up and shoot two. She wasn't even looking at the basket.
I think we benefited from two of those in this fourth quarter, so I'm not can't complain too much. A slew of subs ready to come in, as we also have looking to check in.
Caitlin Porth. 20-point performance for Abby Lee. She knocks down that first one. So Abby Lee, Melina Snoozy, both with over 20, and Brooklyn Stanley will check out with 12. 10 for Maddie Demke. Just really, really good scoring for the Crusaders.
Yes.
If you're watching the Crusaders, you're Waverly Sherlock, like, well, take away? Who do you stop? Just a ton of weapons.
Right. I think we coming into this tournament, we felt like there was about 2 to 3 teams that really had a fair shot at winning the state championship. On the other side of the bracket, Clear Creek and Mana, a very, very good team. The Crusaders have been playing such good basketball. They are going to be a tough out for anybody.
Just playing well on both ends, too, Tom. It's not just one end of the floor, but both ends
no doubt about
really
it.
Well.
No doubt about it. As Porth on the left wing gets it up to Verzel to Carroll. Carroll to Kleiss. Kleiss from three.
A really good ball swing there for the Crusaders.
Right.
A good look at it. Just bounced up. But even the bench comes in and swings the ball and gets a good look.
Absolutely. Again, Lewis Central in transition there. Crusaders just staying with that 1-3-1. That's, it's a bear, especially if you've never seen it or don't have the ball handlers to handle it. Crusaders are going to have five more subs check in. So Coach Kuhlstrom making sure that all of the Crusader ladies get a chance. As Carly Cope from three.
Boom. That's good to see the senior Carly Cope hitting the three. And quick little timeout to get some subs in. The Crusaders now up 28.
Carly was the recipient last Saturday evening of the first ever Ann Rehan Gable STEM scholarship. And I tell you what, could not have been a better recipient chosen. She is
great
kid,
top shelf kid, great family.
Yes, and so that scholarship honors the great life of Dr. Ann Rehan, class of 1979.
And a steal by Ashley Yoakum here. Even the subs come in are still getting some steals and playing hard, and that's good to see these young girls getting some time on the court and some experience down here in Des Moines.
Well, both teams, we hope they play to the buzzer and these kids get shots up and. This is their time. Let's go down here and play some basketball, right? Again, the Titans attack and turn the ball over. Ellie Delaney. Ellie is the brother of Max Delaney.
She's a sister.
Sister of
there
Max
you go.
Delaney.
There you
I'm
go.
Sorry.
It's all right.
She's
all
the
good.
Sister of Max Delaney, and I give her a hard time because I always mention Max. And she's had a really nice year when she's gotten into the games because she's an offensive
minded
kid.
She's a little like the microwave, instant offense.
She is, right. She's aggressive, just like her old man Charlie was back in 1993. Again, Delaney on the drive, nothing there. Kicks back out to Bleeker. Again, Bleeker, she gets the ball skipped to Yoakum. Yoakum, the Crusaders sharing the basketball. Delaney on the drive, 14 seconds on the shot clock, and Yoakum kicks right corner to Bleeker on the drive.
Bleeker
gets the roll. Again, talking about brothers, Jaron Bleeker is the older brother, and he's a University of Iowa baseball recruit. Again, Lewis Central.
4 seconds here.
Yeah, and this game is going to end here right now. 70-40 win by the Crusaders, as Crusaders are going to move on to round two, the semifinal round of the girls' state tournament. And what a great, I tell you what, the second half performance by the Lady Crusaders was just unstoppable. And again, congratulations to Lewis Central. They came down, they put up a good fight for a long time, but just did not have the weapons to compete throughout the entire night with the Crusaders. And but what an entertaining game.
Really well played for Heelan, and you know, exactly what they needed to do once they settled in. It was that was another just great performance. And this is just what they've been doing all year, Tom. Just,
absolutely.
Just they share the ball, they shoot it well, they get deflections, their hands are up in the passing lanes. It's not a team you're going to want to play if you're watching this team and you're another 4A opponent. It's not a team you're going to want to play.
No. And again, this is just been a great season for the Crusaders. They'll move into a Thursday night semifinal game at 6:30 against Waverly Shell Rock. That's two teams with two different styles, but we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to send it back to the studio, hear from some of those great sponsors. We'll come back and give you the Crusader basketball postgame show. You're listening to Catholic Radio, 88.1 KFHC KOIA.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena. Tom Betts along with Jay Wright. Louise is back in the studio, been doing a great job for us. You're listening to tonight's Crusader Basketball Postgame Show, brought to you by premier sponsor Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle from Spencer, Peter and Matt Sentions from Danbury, Rob Waterhouse, Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers, South Sioux City and West Point. You've been listening to the first round state tournament game of Crusader ladies taking down the Lewis Central Titans 70-40. What a game. In addition to our Knights of Columbus insurance agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler, F&M Off Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Jay, what a game. I tell you what, the Crusaders just had way too many weapons, and they showed them all.
And I think that's what we kind of talked about pregame. Like, Lewis Central just didn't have enough. You know, Brooke Larson held them in it by herself for a while, but eventually she got tired, and we kind of figured that out and started surrounding her, and we just never let Lucy Scott get going. They're a good three-point shooter, and they just didn't have anybody else that could step up and take the pressure off them. And if you're playing this Heelan team, you can try to take away somebody, but you can take away Snoozy, but then Demke's going to hit shots. You take away Demke, then we're going to get it to Abby Lee in the middle. You try to take that away. Now Brooklyn Central, there's too many things. And once that zone started wearing down Lewis Central and, you know, a bunch of steals for the Crusaders, the points off turnovers, I know it was 15 at half, has to be way more than that by the end of the game. I'm curious what that is. But great job by the Crusaders to force a bunch of turnovers, get some easy baskets. And, again, this team doing it really well on both ends. And, you know, we talked about it. It's just so fun to watch a team this unselfish play basketball, and it's just really a fun team to watch play.
No doubt about it. And again, they're prepared for a week down here. That they've got some very high goals, and it's certainly it doesn't get easier on Thursday. Nope. Because that's you're moved to one game, and Waverly Shell Rock, an undefeated team with a different style. They've got a couple really nice post players inside. And they've got some guards that can shoot it, so we've got to be ready for
the controlling
the glass.
There is early in the game, even, you know, Lewis Central's really controlling the boards. Probably still finished by out-rebounding Heelan here in this one. If you're Heelan, you got to get Waverly Sherlock to turn the ball over and create some turnovers. I'm not sure how great their guards are handling the ball. He creates some turnovers. Don't let him get into those bigs. Don't let those offensive rebounds be an option. Get yourself some runouts. And we played right. Waverly Sherlock a couple years ago. That was exactly what happened. We forced him into a bunch of turnovers, and rebounding and post play didn't matter because we got the ball before they threw it into him. So that'll be key again on Thursday night. But, you know, Tom, if you're coaching at News West, you well know you go enjoy this one, and you start worrying about, the players can start worrying about the Waverly Sherlock tomorrow. As coaches, you're in the locker room worrying about it already. But the Crusaders playing another night, and it's a good day to be a Crusader, Tom.
Absolutely. And so, again, we don't have our stats, but I don't know what somebody's doing sign language with me right now. But, again, we're excited. We're going to be back here on Thursday night at 6:30. Catholic Radio will be hosting that game. Not sure yet if the Crusaders are coming out of that one, if there will be a game in the finals that we will host or broadcast for you. But we will have you Thursday night. We're glad you tune in. Again, to Louis back in the studio, great job. Thanks for your support. Thanks for all those sponsors out there that have made our trip down here to broadcast this game possible. We can't do it without you. Crusaders representing well, not only on the court. And, again, congratulations to Lewis Central on a great season. I tell you what, you get down here, it's just a good place to be. You see kids playing hard, and you can't ask for more in the state of Iowa. The girls' basketball state tournament is one of the most things.
It's just so well run by the girls' union. It's just a great event.
And historically, this has been back to the 6-on-6 days. The girls' state basketball tournament is a big deal. We do have some final stats for you. We'll go through.
I said points off turnovers. It ended with 36. So 36 Heelan points off turnovers. And if you're Lewis Central, you're not winning if that's the case. And if you're Heelan again, you look ahead to Thursday, you need those similar kinds of numbers because rebounding, you got out rebounded in this one, 34-23. So you made up for that with creating turnovers and getting a bunch of steals. Heelan with 22 steals for the Heelan Crusaders, 8 of those by Brooklyn Stanley, but that was really the difference, creating turnovers and then obviously not letting scores get going for Lewis Central.
Right. Again, Crusaders with 4 in double figures, Abby Lee with 21, Melina Snoozy with 20, Brooklyn Stanley with 12, and Maddie Demke with 10. And for Lewis Central, senior Brooke Larson with a big game, 24 points, 14 rebounds. She left that on the court for the Titans, no doubt about it. So, well, with that, Jay, we're time to hit the road back, and we'll see you here on Thursday. Tom Betts for Jay Wright and Louise back in the studio. Thanks for tuning in, and thank you for Catholic Radio. You've been listening to Heelan Basketball. Moving on.